finally, you know, people have been waiting for this a long time. You know, my whole 150 followers on Instagram.
Micro influencers.
Yeah, guys, we finally here. We did it. Mommy, we made it. Daddy, yeah. I love you. welcome everybody to the Vibes and Tribes podcast with your host, Bio, Big B, Baby B, B Diddy, and Darren.
Big D, Dazza, formerly known as Dazzalino, for those that knew that.
For all intents and purposes, trademark, patent pending. So, you know, this is episode one, guys, so bear with us whilst we work through this. For those of you who are listening in, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me, Dazza, and all of our lovely guests.
The tribe.
The tribe, yeah.
That's right.
To kind of set the scene, where's Vibes and Tribes come from? You know, why should you be listening to our podcast? Me, Dazza, and the tribes who we're going to be having on the show, we've all got one thing in common, and that's, you know, two things in common, actually. We love to vibe, and we love to travel. We love to travel and catch a vibe, basically. So joining us on episode one, we got a few homies. We got a few of the homies. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves. We'll go with you first, Si.
Yeah, for those who don't know, it's Uncle Si, Big Si, Simondo, Simon, for the ones who speak a little bit of Duolingo there. But yeah, that's me.
Yeah, hold tight, Si.
And it's Manny. People know me as Manny T. Manny T92.
That's got me the full Instagram handle.
And yeah, that's me.
Yeah, no, so it's Lewis, and yeah, just at Look at Lou Now, Twitter, Instagram, all that nice stuff.
Lou already plugging himself on Twitter.
I didn't know he was plugging ourselves. I just introduced fake names. You got actually coming with the Instagram.
If you want to hit me up.
So for the first few episodes, we're going to focus on particular countries where we visited. And for the focus of this episode, what was it? Summer of 2019, my birthday.
Great summer.
The boys embarked.
Pre-COVID.
Pre the good times.
It's a bit like the Bible, isn't it? Old Testament, New Testament, pre-COVID.
Oh, trust me.
Pre-COVID, after COVID. So we went to Barcelona. So that's going to be the focus for today's episode. Seeing as it's episode one, I think, you know, before we get into Barcelona, I think it's good to kind of, you know, let the fans know, how do you prepare for a holiday, boys? So, you know, what are you thinking about? What are you making sure you pack? Like, what is a must bring with you? We'll start with you, Manny.
Well, for those that know me, it's got to be the fresh trim. So... The booking gets booked a good, nice 2 days in advance before the flight. Let the trim marinate a little bit.
The marination of the trim.
Always. And then obviously, yeah, you'll pack your essentials, your clothes, sunnies, all that stuff.
Any shout out to Simeon?
Oh, big up Simeon, you know who it is.
£40 a trim though, daylight robbery.
Daylight is that how much you pay as well?
Monthly contract.
£40 a month?
£40 a trim.
It's not that deep, man, don't listen to him.
I thought Manny was a monthly subscription for trims back.
Yeah, mine's fair, yeah.
Might have a little word with him still.
just going to put this out there now. We are not bougie. I know we're speaking £40 trims, but we're very down to earth, you know, hardworking men. But yeah, £40 trim, that's a bit wild, Manny.
It's a little wild still. Definitely not bougie, man.
What about you, Si? What are you taking with you on holiday?
Well, for those who know me, I'm a last minute type of guy. Don't really plan at all. Forget everything last. The first thing I always think of is what shoes am I wearing first? Oh, what crep is going to go with what outfit? What sandals am I comfortable walking around in the day? I'm joking. Definitely not wearing sandals in the day. For those who see my feet, it's not possible. But yeah, I build up from then, get the essentials in, and then I do what I always do. I refer to the group and I go, Lou, what are the plans? Because he's the one who organises everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that takes us nicely onto the accountant.
Yeah, for me, obviously, I'm usually in charge of booking flights, hotels, all that sort of stuff.
Basically everything.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, for me, like, personally, I'm all about quality and value together. Mm. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somewhere nice to rest my head, but it's got to be of good value because we know a lot of money's going on other stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so for those who didn't get the formula there, will you just repeat the formula?
The formula, quality and value. put that together, I'm telling you.
Come on.
Quality plus value equals great times.
Yeah, so
great tons.
I think, Dazza, I will come to you. But I think when we went to Barcelona, we stayed at the Hotel Ciutadella, spelled Ciutadella. Fact check that, but I think that's true. And yeah, how did you go about finding that place, Lou? Was it booking.com? Did you use another website?
I actually think that one was, I'm a big fan of British Airways. British Airways is for me to get the package.
Mm. Okay, nice.
So look, I like the package because I'm like, if anything goes wrong as well, you know it's covered. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Whereas sometimes if you do it direct, like each thing, it comes a bit sticky. So I went on there. It was, I think it was 4-star. I saw the location. The location looked good. I've been to Barcelona a couple of times, so I already knew that where to be. Mm. And yeah, and then I looked at the rooms. Like I do my research. I look at the rooms. I make sure the rooms look legit. Do you know what I mean? All the, no, because the room has
you can get caught out.
I'll tell you.
We've been caught out a few times. We've been caught out a few times.
I'm telling you, the rooms have to be 30.
At podcast further down the line, we'll talk about where we've been caught out.
Well, we're going to save it for another podcast. Yeah. Okay. We have been caught out, though.
But not. Right. But I didn't book it. Though.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't book it when we were caught out.
And that's why we put our trust in the account.
Shout out, T.
Yeah. Lou's he's got the baton now and he ain't fumbled the bag yet, so he continues to have ownership of our holidays.
El Capitan.
Daz, what about you?
I've got to go with Simon. It's got to be the I think trainers. I feel the first thing I think is outfits, and I start with my trainers.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then I'll know how much I need to take.
Bro, I didn't know Darren too well before this trip, right? I obviously roomed with Darren. It was Balenci's, Lubes, it was McQueen's.
R.I.P. to Daz's white McQueen's, but we'll get onto that later.
That's all
well and good. I think, you know, there's a couple of things you missed out. So I'm thinking, you need a charger and you need like an adapter.
That's the Basie, disorganization point. Basie, that's the first thing you we've just booked Barca. You're thinking, let me find where my charger is.
I'm thinking.
But Basie's got a point because I know for a fact I'm definitely one of those people when I say last minute guy, I get there. Basie, can I borrow your charger real quick, please?
Borrowing the charger. You need a portable charger, so you've got the juice on the plane. And you need a charger with the adapter. So when you get to the room, and is it you've got the little connecting thing that gives you two at once as well?
I think that's pretty tea.
Can I give you a quick hack that I learned? I think when I went to Turkey.
Yes.
You've got to bring an extension cable.
Plug, extension cord.
I'm telling you, I didn't clock it until I went to Turkey. You get the conversion plug.
Yeah.
Put it on the end of your extension cable. Four chargers.
There we go.
4 points.
Until you go on holiday, you don't realise how many electronic goods you actually have.
And you know what? I think this one, you know, there might be some people listening to this who might not have travelled before. Mm. You can only bring, is it 100 mils worth of liquid when you're packing your bag?
And the bag's tight. Only in hand luggage.
Hand luggage. Okay.
But you need to make sure you put your liquids in your suitcase.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But so these trips, we normally go in with small luggage.
Exactly.
So you know what I mean? It's normally a small...
Mm. Yeah, and that leads me nicely onto my next thing. So a place like Barcelona, what do you think is the optimal amount of time to go for and the optimum number of people? So obviously when we went, there were 6 of us. Mm. We did 3 nights. I thought that was a lovely amount of time. Mm. Do you think we could have done longer?
I think Barca, you can do longer.
You can.
I think 4 nights. I think you got the city.
you feel like you missed out.
No, do you know why? Do you know why? Because I feel like you got the city
and
you also got the beach side as well. So we enjoyed the beach towards the end of our holiday.
Yeah.
I think there's enough things
new
to
camp.
Do. Yeah. New camp.
That we didn't do. I did that on another trip.
Yeah.
I didn't do any of the proper sightseeing. Didn't do the cathedral.
Yeah, see, I've been a few times. So I managed to do that stuff. But that's what I'm saying. If you're going for the first time, maybe 4 nights, 5 days... Mm.
How many people as well? How many people do you think is optimal? Do you think it's like a little couples thing? Do you think like 3 people or just as many?
I'm going to say, I think it just depends on your crew because we went as a 6.
On your tribe?
In your tribe, yeah. It depends on your tribe.
But so you see what I did there? I saw.
Because basically, you know, we were 6, but there was times where I broke away with Si and we went to the park and just took a walk around, was chatting. And I think we went for lunch, didn't we, or something?
Yeah,
and then we all walked back to the hotel and we wanted to stay out. A couple of men wanted to have a nap. So we were like, oh, we'll just chill. So like, you'll break off and come back. And
To be fair, like Darren come on that trip, like first time we went on holiday with Dazza. He actually brought that to the group, I think, because like us, man, we would like maybe go raving, maybe stay in the room, roll around, maybe go for a late breakfast. Whereas Dazza kind of put that, you know, let's get out, let's go for a walk. I think Sai contributed to that as well.
Yeah. So, from prior trips, again, come to those in later podcasts, but yeah, the rolling gets on my nerves.
The what?
The rolling.
We call it the rolling, where it's just like, you knock on the door. Boys, you ready? Oh, I think I've got a roll for another day.
Byron's one of the
Sai, who's the biggest roller?
Man, I think it might be you. I think it's between you and Lou.
I think Byron.
Oh, no, I think Byron. No, definitely.
For me, I'm an initial roller. Like, it takes me a while to get out, but Byron wants to go back to the roll.
To be fair, yeah. Uncle Naps and that.
Yeah, look, do you know what? I'm someone who likes to sleep. I can't lie. I had to gas it today. You know, I was on a work call, and
where's this going?
No. I was
don't
on work
expose
call.
Yourself, bro. Man's about to expose.
You've got to listen to this. But now, like, one of our senior people is like, "Bio, why you look so tired?" And I was just like, oh, "I'm in energy saver mode. Don't watch." I was like, "Don't watch." And he's like, "Ah, oh, nice." So I gassed him. But long story short, yeah, I was sleeping. But I do like to roll. But I do like to enjoy the city. I do like to enjoy the city as well, boys, and you know, hence the reason for the podcast. So.
don't step that coming to my yard and you know be attacking, man.
that all makes sense. With that in mind, okay, so we land in Barca. How much would you say it was to get a cab from the airport to Cittadella, and how long did it take? Do you remember, accountant?
It wasn't that much, I don't think. I don't think it's that much.
It's quite close.
Yeah.
It was quite close. What, 20 minutes? 30 minutes?
As far as airports go, Barcelona airport to set city, I'd say about 20, 25 minutes. No traffic.
Yeah.
So it's probably, I'd say, probably about, I'm guessing this, might have to fact check this later, it's probably about 30 to 40
I'd
euros.
I'd say that as well.
Mm. So, yeah, just remember, what I want to say there is make sure you have some cash. We know that you've got Monzo and stuff these days, but I don't think the taxi drivers, they're not accepting contactless payments, or they weren't at the time. So, you know, always remember to have a little bit of cash on you. I think a lot of us, we like to load up the Monzo, but, you know, the accountant, he definitely always has a spare 100 euros that he doesn't like to tell the man them about, but we know it's there. Insurance money. Yeah, the hush money, you know, just in case.
Yeah, nah. You've always got to have a little bit of cash. Just, you never know. You know, you might need that rickshaw one night as well. You know the one. The little rickshaw.
Also, another hack that I've had to learn the hard way. But if you sign up to... I'm with MoneyCorp. Mm-hmm. So if you get a MoneyCorp card, depends on where you get your best rates for euros. Mm-hmm. But I get decent rates from MoneyCorp because I had a card that I accidentally signed up for.
Okay.
And every time I do a money exchange, get a discount. Or some sort of something. I get better rates. So basically, very long story short, go get yourself a card if you want to go get some euros.
Okay, perfect. And I've got one more hack. Look, we're coming with all the hacks, you know. Call us. I don't know.
Imagine someone's like, these ain't hacks. Standard.
This one's probably not a hack, but I think it's good to know. So when you're withdrawing money from abroad, the machine will typically tell you, do you want to accept the conversion? Always press no, because they're trying to bump you. Mm. And if you press no, then the bank, which is Monzo, it gives you the best rate. So remember, when you're withdrawing cash, never accept the conversion because you're losing out on peas.
That's true.
Depending on how much money.
No, that's true.
I was accepting.
Don't ever accept. It's the worst rate from the bank.
Literally.
The worst
rate. Like, I've accidentally pressed yes. And I remember pressing yes, and I'm just like, hello, darkness, my old friend.
Just quickly, just very quickly before we go on that, when you're raving, you're out, you're holidaying, you're doing etc. You're doing all of that transaction, blah, 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 blah. Do you ever check how much money you've got in your account, or do you just let it run dry until it's done?
No, it's separate. I have a set. Monzo is my play card.
I only got into Monzo this year, so.
Yeah. So I'll load Monzo before I go.
The accountant knows. You've got to follow the accountant.
I love this phrase, load the Monzo. Are we patenting that today? Load the Monzo.
Yeah, load the Monzo.
I want the Monzo endorsement to go after this. I can't
Anyway. Accountant always trying to get something. See him. But you have to. So what I do, and I think, we can go around and talk about this, is obviously you've got to set yourself a little bit of a budget. I think we've had it in the past where we've scared people with our budgets. it's dependent on what you want to do, right? So us boys, we like to go clubbing as well as sightseeing and whatever. So we like to give ourselves, you know, a decent budget. I think for the three nights or four nights, it was what, like 1.5, but Lou tried to keep it to one, maybe.
I think that was the bracket, 1 to 1.5.
Yeah, 1 to 1.5. So yeah, what you do, you obviously you got your standard account. Won't talk about that, you know, in case people are trying to hack my details and them things. Yeah, you load up the Monzo. And then, yeah, you just hope it don't run dry. And if it does, then, well, you know, okay, I've hit my limit. Am I sure I want to be doing this? Or do I need to, you know, slow it down? Do we need to go to that day party? Do you know what I mean?
So going back to your point, so you was talking about the journey. So you've paid your cab money. I was obviously already in Barcelona.
Oh, yeah, that's
because I was there ahead of time.
I'm still in UK. I was behind.
Yeah. Okay, so
Simon coming.
Off you guys go.
Off we go.
Taxi, you land, and then.
Boom, I'm out here speaking Spanish. Hola, how are you?
El estupido.
Hola, how are you?
I'm feeling the vibes. Weather's...
Como estas?
Weather's wonderful. We get to the hotel and yeah, we're trying to drop our bags and go and be active. And by active, I mean just immersing ourselves in the culture. So I think on day one, you get a flight quite early because you want to make the most of the day, right? So my advice would be never try and book a flight in the afternoon because you're wasting a whole day. You want to try and get one that you don't have to wake up too tough, you know, but you're getting a flight 9:10 in the morning, so you're there by midday.
But if you want to save money, early morning flight.
Like 6:50.
Love an early morning
flight. But 6:50, but if you do that, and you know, correct if I'm wrong, you can't get trains to the airport, so you got to hop in Uber.
It's a cab thing.
Roads are clear at that time.
You can't get trains at them times of the morning. Depends. I think it depends what airport. Surely.
No, but like if you're getting a 6:50 flight, you think you got to check in like an hour and a half before, so you got to be there by 5.
You have to fact check this, but I don't know if Gatwick Express is 24 hours.
Gatwick is 24 hours. The only reason I know because my mum and dad live in Purley. Hold tight, mum and dad.
And
I used to stay out late sometimes, and that was my money saver. While people are getting Ubers in that home, I was like, let's bless little Gatwick train back to Purley.
But just for the purposes of this podcast, obviously you can fly for more places than just Gatwick.
Yeah.
so just to be clear, you know, there's Heathrow Airport, there's Stansted,
You can see myself on the fires coming through. Yeah. Already.
So you know, if you're flying from Gatwick. Well, like good 24 hours, but anywhere else, you know, you just might need to watch it with regards to coming earlier. So yeah, we feel like a narrator, you know, just talking bare. No, but we got to the hotel, we dropped off our stuff, and then we've gone straight into the city centre. What was the place called?
It was called, I did my research, we went to a restaurant called Tola de Tapas.
Tola de Tapas. And what was the name of the actual area we was walking through? Is that Barceloneta?
No.
We
were near the Gothic Quarter, I think.
Gothic Quarter. So for the tourists who, you know, like to immerse themselves in the culture, it was very beautiful. I don't know if anyone wants to kind of talk about what they saw when they kind of walked through Gothic Quarter.
I'll very quickly say, obviously, I was there a day ahead, and I was like on the outskirts of Barcelona, and it looked rough. Yeah.
Do you know the ends to warn people away?
I'll come back to that.
We're going to have to come back to that, okay.
But it was rough. Mm-hmm. I linked up with a man and I was like, this is Barcelona.
Oh, this is Barcelona.
I was like, yeah, this is sick.
The first place, if you had to compare it to an ends in the UK, what are we saying?
It would have to be somewhere in London.
Tottenham. Sorry,
no,
Tottenham.
No.
Don't shank me. Don't kill me.
It was a bit like Ilford Lane.
that's mad.
It was a little bit like
Ilford Lane without the showers.
I don't bench them sides.
Yeah, no.
Ilford Lane.
It was tough. It was tough.
I'm not shouting at Ilford Lane, sorry.
What? But yeah, no, anyway, the point is, it was bad. Got to linked up with you guys. Saw the room. Was gassed. Lovely park. I hope I'm saying it right. Ciutadella?
Ciutadella.
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 That's Italian, bro.
Sounds Italian.
Wrong episode.
That's as multicultural, innit?
Yeah. Bilingual.
Just trying to keep up. You guys keep up, man. Yeah, no, really good. Nice park. Right in the centre of town. Lots going on. Lovely balcony that faced onto the road. Yeah, good times from my side.
Nice. And And then we were saying, yeah, so we've walked through the Gothic Quarter, lots of shops like dedicated to Barcelona, the football team. But what you find is when you're walking through, there's just so many places that you can just sit in or sit outside, you know, al fresco dining, hold tight the vocab. And yeah, you can catch a meal. So I think what we did was what was the name of the place? Sorry, Lou?
Tola de Tapas.
Tola de Tapas. We looked at the menu, we saw it did patatas bravas. and that was it. We were set. We sat down, and yeah, we got loads of food. It was great. I remember what we got: calamari,
yeah,
patatas bravas. We got two big paellas. Mm. Obviously, Spain. You know, that's like their. Is that their dish?
I think it's one of the dishes.
It's one of their signature
dishes.
Yeah,
that's one of the national dishes. Yeah, definitely.
The seafood paella.
Fact check. Come back later.
I'm not a pro man, so I just remember ordering chips on the side every single time because you man always did a big paella. I always remember. And with that, no prawns. And
no, but you know what I love about Barcelona, Spain? It's just like tapas is great food to have. Like, if you're in a group.
Especially if you're
in a group, you could just mix and match. That's what one of my favourite things about the cuisine is there, is that it's not like everyone's getting a big meal for themselves. It's like lots of sharing plates.
And it's good food as well. It's good food, like healthy food, seafood.
Yeah. You think patatas bravas is healthy?
No, you were the one getting a patatas bravas. I was getting a little prawn in that, you know what I mean?
I hear that. And I think with every meal, we was washing it down with sangria. And obviously the sangria from Spain.
We started mixing it up. Yeah, we did.
It was
white wine sangria.
Yeah.
Red wine sangria. Did some sparkling white wine sangria. We did it all.
Yeah, we did it all. And it was vibe. So I think that leads us. What other restaurants did we go to? Do people remember?
We went to one called Restaurant Casa Delfin, which was another tapas.
But yeah, I don't know about you. I felt a lot of the munchies we had was all tapas.
It was
just different style restaurants, but it was all the same type of food. Mm. So it was always a paella dish. It was always calamar, patatas bravas. Mm. But it was just different tastes.
You know, one place I would recommend that we didn't actually go to when we were there, but I went to a previous time. It was Hotel 1898.
Okay.
They've got a rooftop. They've got a rooftop like pool bar. Food was bang.
Soho House time.
We should have gone there. Like, think about it now. I don't know why we didn't go. It's a proper like vibe.
We did do like a little rooftop munch. Do you remember?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that was above one of the clubs out there.
That was above the.
It wasn't exactly rooftop, but it was like terrace.
Yeah,
like,
where the sun was burning down.
I think for Lou, it was rooftop. Lou was roasting. Lou was trying to just learn Spanish to say.
Get me out of the sun.
Una cooking. No,
the worst thing about that was, I didn't have any sun cream on.
Because we just ventured out, innit? We just started walking out.
This is the issue of a multicultural group.
And all you, man, were calm with the sun. And I'm like, please let me sit in the shade. And every man's just looking at me. I'm just like, yo, like, come on, man.
That's where they're soaking in the sun. Like.
I love the sun. I'm not going to name names. Were there a couple of people that didn't want to come out the shade?
There were. It wasn't just Lou.
Yeah, probably me.
I think Bayer was one.
Probably
of them.
Me.
I think you guys were fighting.
Maybe me.
You guys fighting though? Not fighting, but like.
No, look, straight up and down. I can be difficult. I can't.
I think actually it was us three. We'd sat down at the table upstairs, and we was like, "This is the spot," because we've been walking for a minute to look for food. To be fair, there was a little like, long dispute there.
Do we know what the name of that place was? I've got here. It might be Marina Bay.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so yeah, just with regards to, you know, shouting out places to eat, we've got Senior Peralada, we've got Marina Bay, we've got restaurant Casa Delfin, we've got one called Loro, which is like Laura but replace the A's with the O's, okay, so Loro. And then Gran Viana, and then La Central Hamburgueseria.
Are these all the restaurants?
yeah. So just shouting out a few places to go. Prices in Barcelona, it's a bit like London. So, you know, you're looking at anywhere from, I'd say, about 30 euros a head to 50, 60 euros a head, depending on how much sangria you're drinking, really. Mm. But it was very affordable.
Where you go, though, I think there was like other... In fact, there's a strip in Barcelona where like all the Louis Vuitton and the stuff is there. I think if you're going there, obviously, it's a bit like if you're going to go Mayfair down here, right? Mm. Like, it's going to be expensive. But I think for main side Barceloneta, where I think pretty much where we were like hovering around them Gothic Quarter,
Yeah,
you're going to spend those prices.
Do you know what we did well though? We actually like went to a lot of local cuisine places. Yeah, like, we weren't going to big chains. No. Do you know what I mean, we
that's
actually,
better though, isn't it? Like, I feel like the food's higher quality, and they're not trying to rip you off. It's not a tourist trap, essentially. Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah, you know the food is good when. So we've you'll come to know this about this group, but we've done a lot of traveling around Europe. And some of the places we're not so sure about, we always look for a Vapiano.
Vapiano slaps them. Yeah,
we've been to some cultured countries and we'll just end up at Vaps.
at Barca, nice. You know the food bangs, because we weren't looking for Vapiano. We weren't looking for it. We were like, nah, this is nice. This is nice. Mm. So, all right. You know, we've spoken about the food.
I was gonna say.
Now, you know, we're going to get into some of the saucy things.
The
so
juicy stuff.
The juicy stuff. So things you can do to have fun. Before we get into the nightlife, I think we'll talk about some other things. So we've done a couple beach days. Was it called Barceloneta?
Barceloneta Beach.
But did we?
And which one is that? Because remember, there's two main beaches in Barcelona.
Because there was one next to the W Hotel.
That's where we were.
That's
Where we played volleyball was on the other side.
We was at the other.
This
one.
Was behind all the Buki shisha places where I first met you. Look, I shouldn't say Buki just in case people. Shisha places are like.
So Barceloneta was the first place. What was the place near the W Hotel? We might have to, have to Google that. But the beaches in Barcelona. Let's talk about them. Talk to me. Did we have a good time? Yes. No.
Did we even go in the sea?
I think me and T did.
I did. I ran in it.
Me, T, and Si went in.
If I see sea, I must swim. I didn't mean to say it with such a strong statement. Yeah. If I see sea, I must swim.
I must swim now.
I must feel the water upon my feet.
but we found it by accident. Didn't we find a volleyball basket? Because we were just walking 100%. And then we just saw them and then playing, right?
We just jumped in and they let us play.
No, we went to the shop and we got a ball.
We borrowed it from the crew that was like playing.
Oh, wow.
And then we started playing with that.
Because they gave us a time limit on that ball as well, remember? Because we were playing for a minute. And then after a while, it was good times.
And then then the professionals came. After that.
That's my ball.
You say that, but for those of you, well, you don't know this about me because it's episode one, I used to play volleyball. Growing up, hold tight, Mr. Molyneux, my coach.
Did you?
I was a setter, six aside.
Did you win that game?
No, but I'm only one man, and we're playing like.
He was a bit dead still.
Wow.
I'm joking.
Once again, send him man on his podcast. Man's all sweating. Volleyball was very enjoyable. The locals, like, we had a crowd, didn't we?
We did.
Like,
yeah, watch
little,
it over.
On the little ramp, they were getting into it.
They probably thought.
Were they watching us because we were Vibes and Tribes, or was because we were just dead? And the techers just weren't there. I thought after
you
a couple
you mean when they're watching us
these,
because yeah, what? They, the what? Games. They like the.
Because like, we had a couple of tunes, okay, and a little bit the, you know. And then
we did have some tunes.
Yeah, we're bringing energy, actually. Yeah. We're bringing energy.
Let's be honest, I think, obviously, since rolling with the tribe, we bring energy wherever we go.
Wherever we go, it is a fact.
Yeah, wherever we go.
True. We are loud.
And if you disagree, well, don't at us. Stay away.
Couple people in the comments, I remember that group.
we do bring the energy. We do love a night out. That leads us nicely into the nightlife, which is a big part of why we like to go on holiday. You know, we like to rest. We like to recharge, but then we also just like to let our fades down. I wouldn't say our hair. we just like to, you know, let our hair down. So let's talk about night one. So night one, we did Choco.
Opium.
We did opium.
Opium.
That's the accountant with the receipt, by the way.
That's it.
Did we do Choco? Opium.
had it there from the expenses on 2019. Open the book up.
Just setting them straight. There's many places that you can go in Barcelona. We'll talk about ones that we did on that trip, and people can talk about ones that they've done on other trips as well. Because I've been a few times, and I know a couple of the other boys have. So opium night one. Did you book it before? Did we speak to them before? Did we just walk up and
sort that out? That was I think that was just off the cuff, that one. Yeah. That was off the cuff.
Is that located where all the other clubs are as well, OPM? Yeah. So what's that main strip called? Do we know?
I don't even know if it's called anything.
I'm going to keep defaulting to Barceloneta.
Barceloneta.
I really think that's the
Is
area.
It the pier, would we say?
No. Could be. But you got all of them in one spot. So you got Choco, Carpe Diem, OPM all together. Yeah. And then you got Eclipse at the other end at
Someone's
a W.
Research.
Yeah. Lovely.
Is it?
He's
is
Eclipse
in it? Oh, Eclipse is in
it. Eclipse is the W.
Is that the one upstairs or was that the one downstairs?
No, Wet Deck.
Wet Deck.
We're going to get there.
Let me not jump.
Don't jump.
For me, opium, I've been opium 2 or 3 times. I'm not a fan of opium.
Not a fan of opium.
No, not for me. For me, no.
Out of 10?
I'm giving it a 5.
That's high.
What's the main issue?
I agree with that. I think that's a fair
5 out of 10.
I think opium was probably our worst night.
Okay, yeah. So then I've got a question to everyone. Are we saying 5 out of 10? Is this on a global scale? So comparing it with everywhere we've been in the world, is this on a Spanish scale? Like, is this just? I mean, where is that scale coming from?
Because I'm comparing it to the other nights we had. Yeah. So I felt like if I take Barca as a whole,
yeah.
Opium was the worst night. Weren't the worst, so I'll give it a good 5 out of 10. Well, out of the 3 nights, I think it was.
Do you know what's mad though, bro? Like, a lot of people go to Barca, go opium, and think it's one of the best clubs they've ever been to.
No, but these men don't live.
They will though, because
it's the name.
It's big.
Is it like coming to London and going to Piccadilly Institute or something like that?
Yeah, it's like that.
So that's what we're comparing it to, Piccadilly Institute. If you had to compare it to something,
like. We didn't think about going back there.
Is it a bit like... What? It's a bit like... Is it like going Queen of Hoxton?
No.
Do you know what?
I've had some good nights in that.
Queen of Hoxton is much better.
Queen of Hoxton, trying to say, man. You can't have a good night in opium? Because it was big.
I didn't go. I missed the first night, boys.
It was big.
I would say, you know that when you go to like a central London club?
Yeah.
Like those... I think you just named one.
Piccadilly Institute.
And because it's central, there's so many different types of people that go there. And like the music is so varied that there actually isn't one vibe. It's just a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah, no,
From Kelly Clarkson to J Balvin.
I don't even know.
You know what?
It will go to
J Balvin.
This is mad, but it's kind of like the music kind of reminds me of like being at like Liquid and Envy.
Right.
It's all over the place. Like,
all right.
Again, I had some good times in that.
No, but you know what I mean though? It's
not in your 20s.
No.
Yeah, I hear that. So the accountant will come to you, opium costing. So when we go out, do you know what? We buy tables, right? Not because we're bougie, but you know, we're all like 29, 30 years old. You know, at the time we was what, 27 probably? 27, 28.
Yeah.
We've got decent jobs, you know, we've budgeted for the trip, and we've budgeted that we want to get tables because you skip the queue, you have people serving you, so you haven't got a queue up all night, and then just the people in the VIP sections, just the ambiances.
I'm going to do the thing where I'm going to say, let's cut the shit. let's be honest, we feel like the man, if not the man, but like, you feel like you're having a great time if you have a table.
Okay, that as well.
Let's be honest. No, but you know, skip the queue, you know.
But do you know what else, though, for me?
It's there for the convenience.
For me, the big thing now for me as well, though, is that, like, I like to have a base as well. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Expand on that. Yeah. What does having a base mean?
So, like, So, for me, it's been able to go into the club, hit the dance floor, I don't even smoke, but... go in the smoking area, and you then have the option if you want to. If you meet someone, you know, you can bring them back and have a little. You know.
We're all adults here. In the grand scheme of things, in the world, guys that go out, that's what having a base means. You, if you've got that, if that's what you want, that's what you can have.
Yeah. Okay, I hear that. So, opium, good base,
great base.
Great bass. Dazza remembers the bass.
It was a great bass.
I don't even remember the bass.
I remember the bass.
It was a nice area.
Big table.
Big table. We had like some people like really close to us, didn't we?
Yeah.
Did we have like the couple?
There was.
And like, the guy was licked, but he was like showing love though. Yeah. But yeah, what you find is obviously what I find is when you're on a table, obviously everyone's spent a bit of cash, so there's almost a bit of like that mutual respect. So people like the people on the tables around you, they're just catching a good vibe. Do you know what I mean? There's very rarely have I been on a table and people are being dickheads. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like where you're on the floor, when you're on the dance floor, there's many dickheads because it's cramped,
awful,
it's hot. People fighting over the same gal. But you know, in these places, I feel like, you know, everyone's there. There's kumbaya and them things.
I said kumbaya.
I've got a quick hot take.
Yeah, go.
I actually don't rate sparklers anymore.
I actually think it's... I don't like the intention drawn to me either.
It's childish. Just bring me my drink.
Do you know what the worst is, though? I think now it's got to a point where sparklers will come out of any bottle. You could get yourself a bottle of Spice Captain Morgan, which, let's be real, we could all go to Corner Shop and get that for £24.
Yeah.
But they're coming out with sparklers.
Do you know what? Sparklers only look good when you're actually shutting it down. Yeah,
like if you go to Vegas and you're blowing like 20 grand. Like,
when you're shutting it down, then it makes a difference.
So, like, maybe in Vegas, and they like bring them out on the shoulders in a big bathtub.
They got the signs out.
So basically, if you can hold that.
They got the signs out.
Yeah, the signs out.
That's when you're shutting it down.
So if they can hold the drink in one hand, we're saying it shouldn't have a sparkler on it. You gotta be arching it over. You gotta be bringing it over the shoulder.
Wasn't it there when they had the boat? Didn't they have like boat stuff?
Was that also?
I don't think it was.
It's like two or three people like holding this little centerpiece with the drink in it. Anyway, that's my hot take. I just want to say.
Okay.
Loudest.
So what was on that? There's
yeah. So any
less than 70 cl, don't bring a sparkler up.
Yeah, you heard that, club owners.
Just bring less than 70 cl.
So open. How much did we spend on that table? 600. 700 euros?
Yeah, it's probably about.
Is that it?
It wasn't that much, like that, I don't think.
Yeah, it didn't spend too much. But, you know, from the sounds of things, it sounds like money wasted.
Won't be struggling that night to find somewhere? Don't you remember? I remember doing a little bit of back and forth, and then we had to chat to the guy.
So you men didn't come with a plan on the first night?
No.
You found us. You found us in Istanbul.
This was second night,
I missed. Because when did you go out on a Friday?
Yeah.
And I came on
Saturday.
I came out on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Was it?
No, you came out on a Friday evening. No. You got the later flight. You did.
Yeah, you did.
I was there on Friday, but how? Yeah. I swear you lot was there a night before.
No, we landed in that day.
We came in the daytime, you came in the evening.
Yeah.
What, so that was the night we did that?
So I was there the whole holiday.
No, because, okay, so when did we do the bar crawl?
You're right, I was. This is another trip I'm thinking where I came a day later.
We did the bar crawl the same night. Remember, we were
wow.
like...
Yeah, that was the same
yeah, so we got... That the same oh, night. Hold on a minute. I just realised we're skipping a whole bit.
Oh my goodness.
Go, you know what I'm going to say?
What, the bar crawl?
The guy that we met. Oh my goodness. Right, I'll let you go.
Do you remember? Guys, you know, Dazza likes to call these hot takes. We'll call this a hack. We'll call it a vibe. We'll call it a tribe. Moral of the story, if someone comes up to you in the street and says 20 euros.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. Yeah.
I said 20 euros, bar crawl, it's going to be sick. Bare gown, bare music. Don't fucking pay the money.
No, that's stupid. That's like referring back to London. When you walk around Piccadilly and they're like.
I really felt like, because we're like grown men, we've done like some great holidays. And, you know, we were so lost. We actually was like, yeah, look, just anywhere. Just anywhere to be with a little bit of
atmosphere. You know what I love about Bayer?
It's always Bayer. They'll come up to us like, man, I found something. We're like, all right.
They said it was me. It was me.
Was it you picked it?
Do you know what? I think I just let the pressure get to me of the time, in that we had no plan. And I like to know what we're doing. Do you know what I mean? I like to know what time we're kicking off. And we didn't know what time it was kicking off. So it tells you how bad it was, because we forgot that this was all on the same night.
I just wanted to say it was in the area. Is it Las Ramblas?
Yeah, Las Ramblas.
The strip, Las Ramblas.
Ramblas.
So, yeah, when you're walking around there, which is different to Barceloneta, don't allow anyone to come and tell you this is the hottest nightclub.
This is where I've come to Barcelona. I landed late because I had a couple of work things to do. Got to the hotel, throwing everything down, messaged the boys, like, oh, where are you lot? Las Ramblas. So I was like, oh, that sounds live. It sounds proper like Barcelona, this does. Let me get a little quick cab down there. Park up now. We're on the corner where all the clubs are, all the big clubs. I'm like, okay, the boys are, they definitely patterned it. It's going to be live. I'm walking now, and then all of a sudden, I feel like I'm in Turkey. Like, I see man sitting outside drinking warm tea now. I'm like, oh, this ain't fast anymore.
Berber tea.
Yeah, that's it. And then these men just in a little shisha place. Just there.
That was the first place we started off at.
Do you know what though? That strip reminds me of, like, I don't know if you've ever been like Cavos.
Shisha in the tent.
Shisha in the tight room. In the tight.
Which is where he gave us the wristbands.
Yeah. Look, we got wristbands. We got wristbands.
Multicoloured wristbands.
Like it was a festival.
It's perfect.
That's like a strip for like 18-year-olds.
Long story short, if someone says, look, bar crawl as an unlimited drink, 20 euros, you might as well put your 20 euros on black in the casino and try and spin it up, because it was complete nonsense. That was night one. Okay, so night two, we did Shoko, right? Or have I got this wrong now? Do I just keep saying Shoko?
I think you...
Shoko we...
I don't
do night two.
Night two, I thought we went to Eclipse.
I thought Eclipse was a
lot. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right.
So, guys, sorry. That was me getting ahead of myself. Yes, yeah, so night two.
When did we do
Sensational?
No, don't worry. We went to the W Hotel, didn't we?
Yeah.
And it was so good we did it twice. But we won't get into that first. So I think, you know, when you go on holiday, I'm just going to intro it. You want lovely settings. You want good music. You want beautiful people, you know, depending on which way, you know, say people. All of us, we like the girl, them. A few men in relationships, so they just wanted to, you know, sniff nice perfume or them. So yeah, we set on the W Hotel, and yeah, the nightclub is called Eclipse, and what a place!
Best spot in Barcelona.
Vibes.
What a place! You can stay at the W Hotel if you got that kind of change in your pocket, you know.
I think I looked. And it's like 500 a night.
Yeah,
I don't think it's ever budged. I think every time I've tried to look, to
you know what? Every W hotel's like that.
It's ridiculous. Like, I don't think it's ever, even going away with like wifey, if you wanted to do one night, I think that's ridiculous. Like, that's just too much.
Yeah.
And like, the rooms are edging that and it looks cool, but.
Just to say you stayed at the W, right?
Yeah.
If you've got like, obviously, if you've got the Boohoo deal and them things, paying for that, then do it. But if you've got hard-earning jobs, I don't think you want to be wasting 500 on that, do you?
We just put it on the table instead.
There we go. So, yeah, we got a table. What was it like? It was like minimum spend was probably like $1,000.
Yeah.
It's probably like 1,000. We've probably lost our head and done a bit more than that. One thing that you need to remember, so with Eclipse, the minimum spend, it goes towards your drink. And the reason I say that is because when we did Wet Deck the next day, it was like 2,000 and you got one 1.75 litre bottle. Like, you paid to be there. Do you remember? The price was crazy. These men don't remember because I footed half the bill. Hold up. Like, yeah.
He didn't foot though.
I offered and we accepted.
Man thought we was going to be like, nah. Gaze, go ahead.
To be fair, you know. Man had just
like just slapped the card,
just done the thing in poker. So I blessed.
Oh, you did, yeah, I remember that.
But just before we go on to Wet Deck.
Yeah, Wet Deck. Sorry, so going back to Eclipse.
Eclipse for me, top tier. Like, it's small. Like, when you go up there, you think this ain't gonna bang, but music, views, clientele.
That to me was Mayfair. Maybe even a bit better than Mayfair.
I brought back small memories of Vegas being in Eclipse.
Really?
Like, it was that type of music, that type of scene. Don't get me wrong, it was a lot smaller than how the Vegas clubs are.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, Eclipse best club.
So
out
if
there.
We're saying if we're saying Opium, there was no identity. What was the identity of Eclipse then, boys?
Bad and Bougie.
that was out. That was hot them times.
Bad and Bougie.
I had to cut bitch. But the Bad and Bougie. Bad and Bougie. But yeah, no, it was live up there. I like it. Like, and like Lou said, like, it had something unique about it. Like, it had a great view.
Looking down the sea.
Yeah, looking down to the sea, looking at the beach of Barca. That's unbelievable.
And what time did it shut? What, about 3? All the clubs shut about 3 a.m, right?
Us man were too mash up to be remembered them things there.
That's free, but some of the ones are way later. Barcelona is.
I feel
way
like Eclipse
later.
Was even like around 2, and then the ones like Opium, Shoko, they're on until like 5, 6
like,
in the morning.
Yeah, they're crazy.
It's part of their culture, though, isn't it? Because it's like they sit out and drink until like 9, 10, then they'll have some food, and then they start their night.
Yeah, they don't go out till about 1.
That's also
Brits are, we're different.
That's a Barcelona, or even like a European.
Yeah,
hack.
For European.
Yeah,
it's a European hack. Like, if you go to, don't go out at 8 p.m.
No
one's out. Or they're eating.
100%. Yes.
I mean, there's places that are shutting down at like 6, 7 and not opening up until.
I mean, let's not call that a hack. That's just like just their way of life.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, as English people, you go to a foreign country expecting them to go out at 8.
The same thing.
I don't know if I told you guys this, but I remember the first time that I went, like, by myself, did a trip by myself, went to that same area, one of those clubs. I don't remember if it was Opium or whatever. Anyway, and what time do we usually go out if you're gonna go out? In London, about 10:30. Yeah, 10. That's a safe time, right? So I went to the area, got myself a beer, sat down, had my beer, thought, right, it's 11 o'clock, 11:30, let me like head to the club. So I've walked and I've got to the door of wherever I'm going, and no one's there. Like, and I'm thinking, but it's a Friday night and it's closed. It was my birthday, actually, and it's closed. And I went, what's going on? She goes, we don't open till 12. So there you go. And then I obviously went back, had a beer elsewhere, came back at 12:30. I was one of four people in that club for about an hour. Yikes. And then I went home.
Passion.
P is for pressure and passion.
Pashway FC. So, yeah, Shoko. I mean, so why do I keep talking
about
Shoko?
Wow.
You love Shoko. Sorry.
Shoko's great.
Sorry, though. Eclipse.
Shoko, soon to sponsor.
Yeah, no. So Eclipse, boys are saying it was the best night. But yeah, let's give some honourable mentions before we get on to what we did on the Sunday. So I've been before, so I've also been to Barca with some of my uni boys. And there's a square. It's not Gothic Quarter, but basically there's a few clubs. And we went to a place called Jamboree.
I've been there as well.
Yeah,
we've been Jamboree. Yeah.
Do you know the ends it's in?
It's near La Rambla.
But we've been Jamboree.
Yeah, so we did Jamboree, and Jamboree is like, you know, if you don't want to pop bottles on a table and you want to go to, it's almost like local. Yeah, it's like a local ton, but it's playing like the good music.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna see the Barcelona galley trying to, you know, catch a little wine and them things. It's good.
I wouldn't know. Actually, I was single, so maybe.
Jamboree is it's cheap, it's cheerful, and yeah, it's very good vibes. So you did that as well, yeah.
Yeah.
And then obviously we have to talk about Shoko. I've said it so many times.
Tell us about
it. You said it so many times. I don't remember going.
No, I've been there. So
oh right, okay.
You said it so many times. I started to believe. Wait, hold on.
So
we went Shoko.
So Shoko's in the same. We're going to call it Barceloneta. Hopefully we've got that right. Sorry if not. But yeah, basically Shoko is just a shutdown club. And when I say it's a shutdown club, like they play, so we're in Barca, but they play like French hip hop. Mm. Like, you know, like Veja Dream.
I think I know.
Do you know the song when France won the World Cup?
Oh, yeah.
They play stuff like that. But they play like bangers like that all night. Just shut down. VIP, crazy. Mm. Like, I remember I was with my uni boys. And a couple of them didn't want to get a table, so we just like went in normally, and like there was obviously we was all beefing each other because we're like, oh, I should have got a table just to be it because the setting's there. And then like four of us just ended up paying like, I don't know, €300 just to get a little outside table just to have the base because it was so busy, like the dance floor was so busy, like armpit sweat, everything. So definitely I think Shoko, if you want to enjoy it to the fullest, like girls, music, drink, I think, you know, when you do get a bottle, that it actually works itself out because you ain't got to worry about going to the bar. If you get people to the table, you ain't got to worry about, oh, I need to buy them a drink. It just takes all of that away.
But like, also we've got a good crew, and I think we take for granted how much of a good crew we have because no one takes the piss when they drink.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like when everyone's kind of finishing their drink, it's all around the same time. Like, yeah, I know there's been times where like I might be finished a drink and like Manny would be making his drink and all, you might look and see who's not had a drink. And do you know what I mean? But there's some guys, depending on who you're with.
It's all about your tribe, right?
It's all about the tribe.
And, you know, we're very fortunate that the tribe we go with, you know, we're all on the same level. And we're not like, fucking, let's have it, lad. Let's stick the fucking vodka. Nah, that's not us. We're just there to, you know, sip on a couple vodka cranberries, you know. But
we
need to make sure that we got our wits about us to hit the A. Should we talk about that, episode one? I think for those people who have seen us on a night out, they're going to know what this is. So if you ever, where's the A originated from? I don't even know.
I'm trying to remember what trip it actually came from.
I don't even know.
It's been around for a long time.
In the snaps, even like when it was just me, you and T just going around clapping, like anytime there's a little I'll just be walking into the kebab shop.
But yeah, basically the A is just, it's kind of just our way of just integrating groups, integrating tribes is what I'm going to say. Because, you know, we don't care who you are. We don't care how much money we've got. We don't care what you look like. We'll just go up to him and be like, oh, what's your name? And then he'll be like, oh, he'll be like, my name's Manny. And then we'll be like, go Manny, go Manny, go Manny, Manny.
When we, oh, actually, because we ain't got to that night. We need to get to the night where we had it and we was going around
we'll
the whole
go around thing. The whole circle. Yeah. Cool.
Every one of my snap, like, literally about 40 comments, like, that was the funniest thing I've seen in time.
Was that, what, was that at Wet Deck?
That was Wet Deck.
Yeah, that was
okay,
Wet
Deck. So that
that's us, when the main A comes.
That leads us nicely into the main A, the Sunday. Yeah, so obviously we did Eclipse on the Saturday night, which we would highly recommend, but even more so we'd recommend Wet Deck on the Sunday.
When we went to the W, did we go back because we wanted to book Eclipse again, or did
we wanted to do Wet Deck. We were told about Wet Deck.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'd walked there in the day, hadn't we? Yeah, so we'd went to that beach, and then we inquired, and then they were just like, look, you can come. Oh, sorry, Daz is...
Can I give context to this?
Yeah, give context.
Because obviously we heard about it, and then I was single at the time, so I think I can speak freely here.
Yeah.
And so I think a couple of people...
No, I was single, yeah.
But we walked in, and there was talent.
Yeah.
It was, like, just
the normal hotel, innit?
We were just like, what's this? Like, I felt like, that's what's this? Let me not speak for other people.
Yeah.
I felt like, I was like, what's this?
Yeah.
And I think we might have heard the price before. And then once we heard the price, we were like, we're scratching our heads. But it's a sensational place.
Yeah.
Sensational place.
Settings, everything.
Everything was sensational.
Mm. Yeah, so...
Around a pool and that, well, obviously, Wet Deck, come on.
No. Yeah, so yeah, just to give a bit of information about this day, because this is a day party. Mm. So we probably went there from what, like,
It was a bit late.
6 p.m. we got there.
Yeah, yeah,
it starts that time, but we turn up fashionably late.
Yeah, so it starts at about 4 because we'd been there and we secured it. And yeah, basically, unlike the Eclipse upstairs, this one was, I think it was $2,000, so two bags, and that didn't even secure all your drinks. So because Wet Deck is Wet Deck and the settings, you know, as Darren said, you don't know where to look, head on a constant swivel, you know, Lord forgive me. It was $2,000, and that just included everything. So we got like one big bottle sparkler, and we got like one champagne, and then that was it. We was kind of like, rah, where's the rest of our drink? So one thing I would say is just be prepared.
The thing is, Simon's the one that is all, I feel like Simon's the culprit for always being like, what, should we get another bottle?
Yeah.
And I feel like that night we did do that.
We probably did.
I'll get take that. Bottle. I do that all the time.
I think we probably did get another bottle, but just for starters, I think, yeah, it set us back $2,000. So,
I swear there was a couple times that, like, even me and you, Lou, was at the bar. Like, I feel like we was getting like a couple whiskey sours.
people just losing head. But the setting, what a setting, right? There's a pool. We had like, I can show you, but. We was left of the entrance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. And then the dance floor's there, but you don't want to be on the dance floor because it was so packed. Mm. We was just off the dance floor. It was a wonderful location. Mm.
Do you know what got me with Wet Deck, though? Before we went, I actually thought it was like a pool party. Like, I thought that's what the concept was, but it was actually just like the pool was just a little added setting.
Yeah, you can't jump in a pool at Wet
Deck. Like, everyone's dressed fresh.
Yeah.
You know, jump in a pool, you get looks.
Like. Yeah, like everyone's dressed up fresh. It's
everybody's dressed up fresh just very quickly because everybody knew that they were dressed. Everybody knew people were dressed up fresh.
Oh, yeah.
A
friend of mine said, Dazza, can I borrow your McQueen's?
All right. So,
before even you start talking about that, when we heard this, did we all not look to Darren and be like,
well, Darren just agreed to it, like, and I was just like, what are you doing?
I feel like Dazza was new to the group, like, just trying to blight. I was like, I don't think that's a good idea, though.
But I did say, listen, I bought these for my birthday, like, saved up for time for these.
Baze just wanted it for his outfit. He didn't care about your birthday.
I said, these are my babies, like, please, like, just take care of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you done? Yeah, so obviously he was out there for my birthday. And it's not that, you know, I don't have nice crepes, but, you know, like Lou said, when Darren opens up his suitcase, right, the options, you're like, right, is this the levels? Like, you see the lubes, you see the McQueens, you see the Balences. And obviously, there's so much option. Obviously, Darren can't wear them all at the same time. So, yeah, we're going to wet deck, and obviously, you need to look presentable. You know, you need to look like, you know, yeah, you spent money on the table, but, you know, girls look at the man's trainers first, and I don't know, whatever I had at the time wasn't cutting it. So, yeah, Dazza blessed me with his all-white McQueens. And as you can hear from the man, them, they all warned against it. But Dazza, being new to the group at the time, he said no.
So what you're actually saying is you knew you was exploiting me
here. The admittance.
I think what happened is that at the time, I genuinely thought, like, yeah, I'm not going to get mash up. Like, I'm gonna, like, these are Dazza's crepes.
Hear that, peeps? We ordered one 1.75 bottle of champagne, but he's not getting mash up.
No, I'm not getting mash up. And then obviously, as the night progresses, yeah, what can I say? I got mash up, didn't I? I suppose now's a good kind of time to say how mash up I got. So, where do I start?
Where does it even start? First of all, I want to say, second best sunset I've ever seen in my life there. Like, I remember we were just vibes and I looked across and I was like, the sky is orange,
sunset
blue.
Was amazing. Scott McTominay was down. I'm a big Man U fan. Hold tight, Scott.
I didn't see him.
Yeah. I didn't see him. Don't care about him. That's why.
Come on, man.
Come on.
But I think, and what I always say to people is, the wet deck Barcelona. So, you know, I've been fortunate enough to go Vegas a few times, been to Croatia, been to Mexico, Barca. We've done a lot of places up America. And I think, just the calibre of people, so that's men, women, just everyone there, everyone was just beautiful. Like,
yeah,
there was not, no one was suffering from COVID there, if you know what I mean. They're all healthy, in good shape, great tan. It was just, yeah, it was maybe the best setting, I think, best setting I've ever seen. Or
it's up there.
It's up there.
It's up there.
It's definitely.
But are we going to talk about what happened?
Okay, yeah. So sorry. Going back to. So yeah, I've got the McQueens on. Obviously, man's feeling himself. So because man's feeling himself, you know, just backing off a few drinks. Obviously, the bottle goes. Obviously, the champagne goes. Obviously, we get another bottle. That goes, and then, at the time, I was single, and I met a girl, great girl. She did roller skating actually for the like Spanish team. I'm not gonna say her name. Let me not put her out there like that.
Basically, took him a free roller skating.
But basically, long story short, I was catching a vibe with her all night, and then wet deck finishes, and we're all so gassed. Like Simon's like,
I remember this.
Oh, everyone, Simon's, let's go to Eclipse. I'm buying another table. let me just tell you, Simon didn't buy that table.
Simon got to the front of the queue and heard the price of that. Every man splitting it. We're like, nah.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Yet. We got to the front. So I turned around. Was like, so who's copping the table?
Listen, yeah, I call Lou the accountant, but I'm also there with him. Like, it kicks in every now and then. Most of the time, I got it switched off, but it comes in every now and then. Like,
the way my bank
Simon.
Account works, I got the check-in and
the savings. I'm like, wait.
it would have been mad to do wet deck and Eclipse in the same
we
night.
Close,
I think
though.
That's
we were close to doing it. We queued,
but that's what it comes to, right? But we did go up.
No,
there.
Do you know what? That's the only thing I'll say about wet deck. I think it shut. Obviously, it closed at 12.
Too soon.
It was just getting. I thought it was.
And
like,
the thing is, the dance floor was getting sick. Yeah, was on the dance floor, the tunes.
And it could have easily gone on till 2-3 in the morning, but. Obviously, they want everyone up in Eclipse, innit? So you have to kind of leave.
Just to kind of give the information as well, because I know, and I will get back to my story, but in terms of music again and identity, it's more the same as Eclipse, isn't it? So there's hip hop.
It was more house.
It's not like deep electric house. It's like funk disco-y. House. It's like you got a bit of Jamiroquai going.
Soul
house. That's what.
But then Eclipse is like straight hip hop.
Okay. And the thing is, I'm not even a massive house, you know, like out of everyone I probably like it the least, but like I had a sick night. That's how good it was.
Yeah, that's true. And we know Lou don't, yeah, not about the
Lou doesn't,
not about the house.
Lou just dug into the house.
Yeah.
Isn't he a Harlem shake? He's got a, I feel like he's got a signature Harlem shake.
All right, so yeah, let me just finish the story. Like we've done wet deck, Simon's offered to buy out the bar. Simon's failed to buy out the bar. But I'm up there with this girl who I've met. And then she's like to me, she'd met these two people from Australia. I will say their names. Hold tight, Brent. Hold tight, Taylor. A great Australian couple. And then the girl I was with, she was just like, oh, like, let's go to a techno club. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So the four of us get into a tuk-tuk or a cab, and we go to like this next techno bar. So I've left all the mandem now, have no idea where I am. I'm battered, so I've now been drinking since God knows what time. And then she's like to me, oh, mum and dad, oh no. but like, she's basically like, oh, do you want a disco biscuit, is what I'll say. And
you want a disco biscuit?
Yeah. Wow. You want a disco biscuit? So yeah, I'm just gonna move past that. So next thing, I've like blacked out. Next thing I've come to, and like, obviously I got Darren's McQueen's on. Sorry, Dad. And basically, I threw up over the girl Taylor's shoes. And I got a little bit of sick on the McQueen.
Standard night.
It's not. It weren't a little. Tell your story, but it weren't a little.
Innit, man said so a little.
I have witnesses by him. Okay, okay, I tried to say it a little
listen,
bit.
No, but listen. So at this point, obviously the people that I'm with, they're like, look, bio, you're
what
great.
I can say is
you're great. You're great. But you need to go home, innit. So they put me in a tuk-tuk. They put me in a tuk-tuk home, but this is where it gets mad.
Is it tuk-tuks in tuk-tuks?
Yeah, tuk-tuks in Barcelona.
Is it like the ones in London with the they play the music?
Yeah.
But this is where it gets mad because I broke my phone, not because I was drunk. Like my phone just overheated earlier in the day, I swear. And basically,
questionable.
The tuk-tuk man, he dropped me to the hotel, and I get back to the hotel, and I don't learn this until I get back the next day. So I go to iSmash. And then I fix my phone. Mm. And then there's him next man. I literally can't tell you his name. He's like, I see the message. He's like, you owe me money for tuk-tuk. He's like, oh, you said you was going to leave cash the next day. I was like, oh shit. Was that how mashup I was? I literally don't remember that. And then I was like, yeah, bro, just hit me up with your details. And he's like, no, I need cash. But I'm like, bro, I'm in London. And he's like, bro, I need cash. So I had to block him. I had to block him straight. Because I'm like,
tuk-tuk man just trying to feed family out here.
So I feel bad. If I ever go back to Barca and the tuk-tuk man, if you spot me, I owe you €15, innit? And I'm sorry for that. But yeah, that was basically it. We don't need to talk about failing.
I will skip all that, innit?
Yeah.
It got messy.
Long story short, Dazza's white McQueen, they weren't that white.
They weren't white.
R.I.P. the McQueen.
And you know what? This is the first time I've ever heard that story of what actually happened to my baby McQueens. This is the first time.
Sorry, he's worn them since, though. Because
Well, because I took him to Jason Mark. Honourable shout out to Jason Mark.
Bio just said to you, just grab a wet wipe and wipe it down.
Honestly.
Did I say that?
Yeah, bro, you was mashed up the next day. And I remember Dazza sent the picture in the WhatsApp group. we'd already left it to the airport. We'd all gone our separate ways at this point. And I was like, no, bro, you mashed them up. They're peppered, bro. And I could have sworn I saw a chip or something.
Yeah.
Bro,
they were chips.
It weren't even about the chip. There was like pink, yellow, something else, chunks, like... brown dot. Do you know what? It might even still be in the chat if we have the same chat group. It might even be
maybe.
I'll look. But the point is, I didn't know that was the situation that night because I was thinking, bro, like Basie didn't even try cleaning this up. He just handed these back to me.
You know when you go ice skating, you just give back your smelly ice skate. That's what it was like.
He was that. He was that. Darren, blessed for last night.
They treat man good, innit?
That's mad. All I can do is apologise.
You know what? As well, though, you're lucky that Daz is a nice guy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
man. Certain man would have... I'm not going to lie, if you did it to me, you know, we'd have beefed.
Lou, I love Lou. I love, obviously, all of the man, obviously. But, like, this was the first time being out with you guys. And Lou has always had my back. And that time, he was like, don't give your trainers to me if you don't want to give it to him, you know? Like, don't let him take the piss. I was like, no, it's blessed. And it's like, and I'm like, no, it's blessed. Lou's like, no, like, don't let him take the piss. Like, I was like, yeah, Lou's got my back. Like,
yeah.
And now you know why.
And now I know
why. All I'm going to say is I swear Basie's got a pair of McQueens now.
Yeah.
He has. Dazza, what are you saying? What are you saying? Quick festival.
Sorry, I'm past it.
different sizes, Darren. Sorry.
I'm just keep talking, guys.
And that was the blaze of the week.
No, but yeah. What I will say is, though, yeah, if, you know, you do wear expensive trainers out. What I've come to learn, I know Darren touched on it before, Jason Mark, Oxford Circus, little £30, they will make your trainers good as new. I've used them many times. Yeah, it's like £30, £35.
That's good. Someone bricks and there's more.
I'm not going to lie, I think mine was more.
Oh, shit.
Double shift.
But there's obviously different prices depending on what you get. But I remember I took like some Yeezys there recently. And they bring it back good as new. It's literally like getting a new pair of trainers, which is what I used to do.
Any fabric?
Yeah, but some fabrics clean.
They do repairs as well. So they're decent.
So yeah, if you want to check out Jason Mark online, they're good.
It's insane. Like when they gave me, I was even asking the guys, like, will they come back? Like,
because I was scared. Because Darren told me, oh yeah, I've got to take them to Jason Mark. And I was scared because I did feel bad, obviously. But yeah, he showed me them after, and it was a bless. That's the story. Wet Deck, wonderful night, followed by Eclipse again, wonderful. I think, you know, just a couple of other things that people can get up to that we've not really talked about. So there's a lot of touristy
things. There's one big thing we ain't mentioned.
Oh, what's that?
I don't really want to take it to a football thing, but if you visit Barcelona...
No, that's what I was about to say. Oh, I was about to say that. Mate, yeah, so
you have to go Nou Camp.
You have to go to the
Nou
Camp.
You have to go Nou Camp.
You didn't go, did you?
No, didn't do it.
Do you know what? Like,
you have to go, bro.
I'll say now, even with the attraction of maybe no Messi there, it's still a must do in Barca.
Yeah. Like Mesquès and club.
Man, like Messi got, I said we don't have the capacity.
crazy that he's gone, by the way. But we won't make this about football. But so I did that with my uni boys. I know that these boys have been a few times. How much would you say a ticket is to go and watch them?
Euros.
About 60 euros? Yeah. Good seat? But or was you in the gods?
No, we were in the gods, but we literally landed and copped the ticket. Kickoff was in an hour. So you can always cop a ticket because the stadium's so big.
Yeah.
And it's actually only like locals at the front, and then the whole top bit's all for pretty much tourists. So
do you know what the big thing for me is? Like the one big thing is that if you're a foreigner and you come to England, you can never land and get a you can't even if you live here, you can't get a ticket,
true.
Right?
That's
if you
true.
Go to Barcelona, you can literally get a ticket an hour before the game.
It's like, what is it, 98,000?
Yeah, it's mad.
You always get a ticket, always.
And, so you did it, you landed and you went there.
Within like an hour, we literally were there at the stadium.
So when I was with my boys, so we stayed in an Airbnb when we went, actually. And what we did is we walked it. So I think you literally walk from La Ramblas all the way to the stadium. It takes...
Oh, life.
Is it not La Ramblas?
No.
I've got it wrong.
There's a station. Keep going. I'll find it.
No, but it wasn't even a station. But we walked from our Airbnb to the stadium.
Oh, really?
We stopped by like a football pub.
Was it a bop there?
It took us an hour. It took us an hour, but like we're six lads and we were stopping off in bars and stuff. Like we got a bit of food and there's like, obviously there's 98,000 people. There's bare people walking to the stadium. Mm. You know that one. So it's a bit like, you know, we've been to Anfield and stuff like that. It's like you get gassed because so many people are walking to the stadium. And then we got there, like my mate Josh, he's a bit like Lou, accountant part two is what I'll call him. He sorted us out some proper good seats, actually. And they won. They won 2-1, although it wasn't a great game. Did Barca win?
6-1.
Oh, 6-1.
Did you see Messi score a couple?
It was, I think Messi got two, Suarez.
We were quite lucky. We were quite lucky because we went at a time when it was Messi, Suarez, Neymar.
Oh, you went? So, yeah.
So like, and obviously you're watching it from a bird's eye. So like, you're just seeing the diag, the little jinx in between. Like, it's mad.
Yeah. If I remember rightly, they won 6-2 or something and all three of them all was like banging. It was all like, it was all on job.
All on job.
Yeah.
Lovely.
See, I didn't go, when I went by myself, I didn't go to see a game.
Okay.
But I did the tour.
Yeah.
And the tour was good.
Oh, the tour at Nou Camp. And just for people's benefit, how much that cost?
It's probably about 45 euros.
45 euros?
Yeah, 30, 45 euros.
See, gross.
But I was like, you got to see the change rooms and things like that.
I got to see the change rooms. You've obviously got that. They've got like a little mini museum. Like it might as well be a museum with the amount of trophies that they've got in there.
Yeah.
And they've got some boots in there as well.
It's a historic club, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what they're saying is now Messi's obviously leaving. Sorry to make this like football related. They're saying that they're going to lose out on so much tourism.
So much. Do you know what?
Merchandise sales.
I don't know if you guys noticed this, but he's on every billboard in every corner you go on Barcelona. Yeah. It's Messi. Mad.
He is Barcelona. He's Barcelona. He is Catalan.
Yeah. And also, there's two things I wanted to say. One, obviously I've got there, gassed, first time I've ever gone. I think that's the first ever football stadium I walked into, if I'm honest. And then I wanted to get myself, obviously, a little bit of merchandise to walk back with. I've gone to look at the T-shirt that's got Messi on it. €90.
Yeah, man. I've got...
let me keep walking.
No. Let me just do my walk and go.
Yeah, football tops are a joke. I think that's just any country you go to. Yeah.
Have you guys done the tour?
No.
I haven't, no.
Because there's a little church, or it's chapel, underneath the stadium that the guys go into and pray.
Really?
That's it.
Yeah, before the game.
They pray before every game.
Well, I don't know.
That's what Arsenal need every about
game.
Now.
Yeah.
Before
Arsenal
every
need game. More than a church, man. In North London, don't come for me.
No, guys, we're coming towards the end, but I think just want to round up with a few more tourist attractions, right? Because we can't, it's not all about the town. Darren, I think, did you go to La Sagrada Familia?
Yes, I did.
That rolled off the tongue smooth, by the way, amazing.
Thank you.
I did that when you guys went home.
And can you tell me, to tell me what you learned when you went there?
I can't tell you what I learned.
It was in Spanish.
I'll tell you why I'm the worst, because I love doing the touristy sites, but I like to see it, get some stories, and then move on. So I'll give you my hip fire knowledge of that place.
Lagrada Familia.
Right. Apparently, it's not going to be built or finished in our lifetime.
Yeah, that's what I remember that.
Wow. Who is it who built it or started building it?
The Familia that you're talking about.
Oh, Gaudi.
Is that right?
Gaudi.
Isn't it the Sagradia? Isn't it that family?
Every man doesn't
know. Who done the research?
This is embarrassing.
Anyway, the point
designed
is...
Designed by the Spanish architect, Anthony Gaudi.
Anthony Gaudi?
Yeah.
So, so that's the hipfire piece. What I would say is it is actually really beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's a lovely, lovely, lovely building inside and out. The amount of tourists that are there, oh my gosh. Like, I don't know if you guys ever struggled to get like a solo picture of a landmark while there's so many people around.
Mm.
Imagine like thousands of people trying to do that, like get out of other people's pictures but have their own solo one. So it's just a bit chaotic.
Almost
to accept that you're going to have tourists in your picture.
You're going to have tourists, so just allow it.
It's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, isn't it?
But portrait mode, it blurs people out.
I'll take
that hack.
Yeah. So that's it. And it's right outside the station.
Which station?
I think it's actually called that.
Lagrada Familia. Like, sorry, I'm putting in a sa. So just here, I'm on Wikipedia, guys. So for people who want to visit it, it's basically a large unfinished Roman Catholic minor basilica in the example district of Barcelona, Catalonia, Spain. So we've got that, and then another one that I saw that, you know, I'm supposed to Park Güell.
I went there.
Yeah, okay. So
sick.
Yeah.
That's not the part we went to. That's no.
Yeah. So it's just outside of Barcelona,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically it's got insane views of the whole of Barcelona.
Okay.
So just to start off, you can get this is all coming back to me now. So I got a taxi to the park, and there's a point, and I'll find that point in a moment, which is like a rooftop point that you can walk to. But the taxi drove like the back way and got me to the top, basically. And then there's this, like, you know, those like wooden bridges, like, you know, the wooden bridges with like the slats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was that, and you're like, I don't know, I want to say you're about 30 foot up, and you've got one of those wooden slats things. I don't know about you guys, but I get vertigo. Like, I don't like heights.
Mm.
Like, I love flying, but I don't like heights. Anyway, so you have to walk across that, and then you get to see it. That's in Park Güell, right? But it's also got this really nice mosaic piece. Like, they've made like birds out of mosaic. It's just really nice to look at. I don't know the story behind it of why they built it, but it's really good to look at. What I will say is if you're going with someone, make sure you know where you're going to leave. Like, make sure you know your exit.
Yeah.
Because I went for sunset. I thought that would be really nice. Blah, 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 blah. Asked someone to take a picture of me. Got that picture. Brilliant. And I got lost and it was getting dark. And there was like no one around. And I started hearing like a couple of groups of people that, like, I think they were just drinking, to be honest. But obviously I'm by myself. I don't know what's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? So it's hard to come out of there. But it's definitely worth seeing. Maybe like do the walk upwards and back down so that you know how to get out of the park.
And yeah, so just looking again, apologies for our lack of knowledge.
I don't think you apologise.
So Park Güell, it was also designed by Gaudi.
There you
the
go.
Same guy who designed Sagrada Familia. Got it right.
Yeah,
so he seems to have designed all of Barcelona. So hold tight, Gaudi. He's dead now. Been dead for a hot minute, but, you know, we respect you, bro.
Don't take this for verbatim, but, like, I think that some people say that the reason why it probably won't be finished in our lifetime as well is because people can't complete his work.
Mm.
Like, they're struggling for someone to complete his work.
Of course.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Which is insane, right?
It takes years to
become. Shows the pure uniqueness of his work.
I hear that.
Deep stuff.
So yeah, I think we're coming to the end. So just some closing thoughts. If you had to rate, you know, your Barcelona experience out of 10, you know, based on all the countries that you've been to, what would you give it and why? On a scale of 0 to A.
0 to A.
What are you giving it?
I should say, how many A's are you going to give it out of 5? How many A's do you
give it? It's an AA.
It's an AA.
Oh, it's an AA.
Yeah, so yeah. 8 out of 10 for me. It's definitely, I just love the concept of having a city that is literally on the beachfront. I mean, if I could move there and work there for a few months, I probably would. Mm. Hold tight if you've got any transmission jobs out there. but yeah, the people, the culture, I definitely would love to go back again. And again and again, because I feel like there's so much to see there. I feel like there's so much more to learn about their culture.
I forgot to ask you, Si, is that the first time you went?
First time I've been to Barcelona.
Really? Yeah,
first time I've been to Barcelona. Done a few other places on Spain.
Yeah.
We think, as we were saying, did we say it already? The Catalonian people, like, they seem so very different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, first time I've been. And hopefully next time I go back, my Spanish is better, because all I could do while we was out there, man, is order one table for 5 of us. If it was more than us.
How'd you do it?
Hola, una mesa para uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, por favor. And then they'd think I could speak Spanish. And
perfecto. I'd
go, no, that's it. That's all I got.
I know how to, if you want to get the bill, is it
la cuenta, por favor.
La cuenta, por favor. And if you need to go to the toilet, where's the baños?
Baños. ¿Dónde está el baño?
¿Dónde está el baño?
¿Dónde está el baño?
All right, so Darren, on to you next.
I'd say the same, but I would say 7, but I'm going to say 8 because of its location to London.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to say, that's important to mention. 2.5 hours and you're there.
2.5 hours and you're there. In the mixer.
Yeah. I was going to say same. I wouldn't go top tier 10 because I feel like I've been to better places. And I wouldn't say every night in Barca was great. Like, the first night was a bit 50-50. But I'll go with a solid 8 overall. I think definitely got to go there.
You got to go with something different to 8, Lou.
Got to go something different.
Even if it's 7.8 or something, just switch it up.
8.2.
I'll give it 8.25. I'll give it 8.25. I think for me, a place is a good sign is when you want to go back.
Yeah.
If I want to go back somewhere, that means it was good. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, because some places you can get very bored very quickly.
Some places you just conquer and it's done.
Do you know what I mean? So for me, like, the fact that I want to go back, I've been 3 times, I'd go back again. That means it's a good place. And I just think that, like Simon said, you get the best of the city life, you get the best of the beach life, and you can go there on a pure chill one, you go there on a mad clubbing one.
Just before you completely round off, and I didn't do this because I don't smoke weed like that, but, like, I didn't know it's legal to smoke weed out there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Has it always been?
I don't know for how long.
I don't know for how long, but yeah, I remember someone telling me it's legal.
Is it legal now?
I don't think
it was legal.
It's a recent thing that I think has gone there, but
yeah,
it's not like no Amsterdam. It's just like, it's a bit booky, to be honest. I wouldn't even recommend
but this is what
it.
This is what I'm trying to say. Like, because I remember walking around.
Our recommendations with 2 kilograms of weed in Barcelona.
Yeah,
the looky looky man went, you want smoke? I'm like, no, I'm all right.
But they shot all sorts there. They come with, like, food after clubs, like hot samosas and them
disco biscuits.
Oh, Oh, wow, yeah. So yeah. Barcelona now hosts over 200 cannabis clubs that under the auspice of the law supply cannabis to their members.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure when we went, I don't think it was, because I remember the place that there was a place and it was very...
It's not like underground. You see, like when you go to Amsterdam, it's very like
in your face.
It's there, innit? It's on the strip. It's quite commercial. Whereas in Barca, I felt it was a bit like you would have people come up to you and be like, "Come down this road, take this card, follow it." Yeah. So yeah, it's all a bit mad.
I felt like, you know, the guys that sell the sunglasses and the towels on the side, like they were the same guys that were saying, "Yeah, come and smoke with me," like come, like dragging you.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, just something that we should mention.
Marijuana for personal use was decriminalised in Spain, although this does not mean that there is total free licence to grow it, transport it, or smoke it. Okay, so long story short, if you can find the little zubi, you're all good. But yeah, just wrapping it up from me, I think, yeah, Barcelona, wonderful city. I've been there, yeah, a couple of times. I think I need to try out some other places like Madrid before I go back. But yeah, what would I give it out of 10? I'm going to be harsh and say, I'm going to go down. I'm going to say 7. Just because we flopped night one. Like, night one was a flop.
Is that a basis for Barca or a basis for our own mistake? Yeah.
That's like your trip.
Sorry, like, Barca's catching a stray. Like, Barca as a city's catching a stray because we flopped it. So I'm just being harsh because, you know, you've all given it an 8 as well. Very enjoyable. Highly recommend it. Like Darren said, it's very quick to get to. So, you know, that can't be understated enough. But with that, you know, that's... We're going to call it there. We're going to wrap up episode one. Thanks to our guests, Simon, Manny,
the family, La Familia,
for joining. Tribe Number One. How did you find that?
No, thanks for having us. Man, I appreciate getting a shout. And, you know, like you say, I'm part of the tribe. So whenever you need us, we'll come through.
Yeah. Like we said, guys, this is a work in progress. We've got many more countries coming up in this series. So we hope you enjoyed it. And yeah. Good night. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell up on out of this podcast. Okay.